Proclamation number 5448 of 25th of July, 1952. The spark of the spirit. Life. It is the spirit who makes alive. It is my spirit, a part of myself, who slumbers in you and is to be stirred to wake up, who does not push itself to the front but patiently waits until you cause it to express itself. But then it will announce glorious things to you, for it is divine and therefore knows everything and can also reveal everything to you that you desire to know, and far more. My spirit is the divine spark who rests in every human heart and who is the only one who gives the human being the proper life, if it can be active in the one. And to let this spiritual spark become an infinite sea of fire is the purpose of your earthly life, or also the fulfillment, for then you will be filled with divine spirit as soon as the spark in you, who is a part of myself, has become a bright flame of love. For then you will have accomplished unification with me, the little spark of love will have united with the fire of eternal love, and I will be present in the human being in all the fullness, the one will live in and with me. At the beginning of your embodiment as a human being, your soul came from below, that is, its substances have passed through the material creation because they belong to the fallen spiritual which had to first develop itself to the top again. Likewise, the body is still a very immature spiritual substance, and both, the soul and body, would hardly progress upwards during the earthly life if the spark of God in the soul did not take care of the guidance. Or also, if I were not always willing to let my spirit, my power of love, flow into the human being, which also results in the attainment of the final aim always, although this grace is not being used by every person. For my spirit can only express itself when the human being listens to it of his own free will. My spirit can only express itself when the human being's heart shapes itself into love and thereby can hear the subtle voice of my spirit. Thus it awakens him to life through love, i.e., he allows it to be effective. My spirit becomes active and now guides the human being onto the right path. My spirit instructs him. The human being is taught divine wisdom from within, because it is not earthly but spiritual knowledge which he now receives, knowledge which originates from me myself, which is therefore conveyed to the human being through the voice of the spirit. But in order to be able to hear this voice, the human being's spiritual ear has to be trained, that is, the soul has to shape itself in such a way that it understands what the spirit is saying to it, and this shaping happens through loving activity. A person who lives in love has the ability to inwardly hear the words which my spirit imparts to the one. But the soul has only regained this ability, for it once possessed abilities to a high degree which it lost due to its past apostasy from God. But love restores all its divine characteristics, and therefore the human being can accomplish much more if the one makes an effort to live a life of love, for it is his original state into which he enters when he unites with eternal love through love. When he can now work in union with me and thus also accomplish everything. But the soul would never reach this aim on its own, therefore I placed a small spark of my eternal spirit into the soul, and blessed is he who allows himself to be guided by it, blessed is he who lends an ear to its voice. Blessed who establishes the connection with the Father Spirit from eternity. For he shall live forever. Amen.